This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my ultimate pleasure to welcome in the studio Dr. Hatem Al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks again for joining us in the studio.
Jazakallah khair.
Well, as you know, Doctor, we were talking about Ramadan, and we were talking about specifically reading the Quran in Ramadan. And we got to a point about a story. So enlighten us more about the Quran in Ramadan.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. One of the unique characteristics of the Quran is that it has been preserved by Allah Jalla wa ala. And we said that there is an amazing story regarding the preservation of the Quran by Allah. That story goes back to the time of Al-Ma'mun. Al-Ma'mun, he was one of the caliphs, Abbasi caliphs.
Okay.
And he was a scholar himself, despite some of his opinions. And he used to sit with the people and discuss things. And one time, Al-Ma'mun saw a person who used to be from the Jewish community.
Right.
He used to be a Jew. So he told him, you were a Jew, isn't it? He said, yes. He said, you accepted Islam? He said, yes. Then he said, can you tell me, why did you accept Islam? So the man said that he used to have a good handwriting.
Right.
And he said, that he wanted to check whether the Quran is the word of Allah that has been preserved by Allah or it is not truly the word of Allah.
Right.
So he said that he took a copy of the Quran and he wrote it and he altered a few things here and there. And he took it and he wanted to sell it.
Right.
So he took it to the, you can say, bookstore or the market.
Yes.
He said that he gave it to the first one. So the first one, the bookshop, he said, this is not Quran. Take it. Then he said he took it to the second person. And the second person read it and he said, no, this is not Quran. He took it to the third person. So the third person said, this is not Quran. This guy who wrote it, he said, after that I realized that this book has been preserved by Allah, no one can change it. And I accepted Islam immediately.
MashaAllah.
Sufyan al-Thawri, one of the scholars, said, this is mentioned in the Quran. Allah Jalla wa Ala says about the Quran,
yes.
Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Indeed, we have revealed the dhikr and it is upon us to preserve it, to guard it.
Right.
While regarding Torah and Injil, Allah Jalla wa Ala left it to the monks and rabbis to preserve it. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala says, and this is the point,
definitely,
وَالرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ بِمَا اسْتُحْفِظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. So Allah Jalla wa Ala says the rabbis and the monks, بِمَا اسْتُحْفِظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, means Allah Jalla wa Ala left it to them to preserve their books.
Definitely.
And because Allah Jalla wa Ala left it to them to preserve the books, they were not able to preserve the books as we know. So this is a very unique characteristic of the Quran. And you do not find any copy of the Quran in the East or in the West, except it is the same copy. And here, as we are mentioning this, I would like to pinpoint, as we are addressing...
Definitely, go ahead.
Addressing people from different backgrounds, some people say that they found some copies of the Quran that are a little bit different from the Quran that we see. See, we can say that there are different ways of recitation of the Quran, and there are approved copies of the Quran that might have different ways of writings in order to reflect those different recitations.
Okay.
So these are well known to everyone in the world.
Yes.
Other than that, if there is any variation in the Quran, even if it was found in some manuscripts, then we say that wrong. That is
incorrect.
Wrong. That is not the Quran.
SubhanAllah.
And this is, SubhanAllah, Allah Jalla wa Ala blessed this ummah. In fact, I would like to say that Allah Jalla wa Ala did not bless this ummah only. Allah Jalla wa Ala blessed the whole humanity,
of course,
by sending this book and preserving this book.
Definitely. Dr. Hatham, what's coming through very strongly is the Quran is very special indeed. You're telling me that basically, and the viewers at home, that there's no distortion in the Quran.
At all.
We hear the story.
All, at all.
Yes,
Allah Jalla wa Ala preserved it. Mm-hmm. In fact, some of the scholars, you will be amazed. I came across a statement by one of the scholars, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari.
Okay.
He said that the Quran that has been written by Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu means he recorded it.
Right, yes.
Okay. With the companions and that team, he said that Quran looks like the Quran that Allah Jalla wa Ala preserved in the preserved tablet.
Yes.
Allah inspired the companions to write the Quran in a way that Allah Jalla wa Ala wrote it and keep it above the seven heavens. So Quran is something special in our life. Quran is something unique for the whole humanity. That's why Allah Jalla wa Ala, look, if I may say, Allah Jalla wa Ala says in two verses in the Quran, the first verse, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, not O believers, قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. يا أيها الناس, O mankind, قد جاءتكم موعظة, a reminder came to you from your Lord. Allah Jalla wa Ala here is not addressing believers only, Muslims only, and we would like to stress that the Quran is not for us as Muslims. Is for everyone who wants to read it and submit to it. قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور, and a healer for the problems in our hearts. وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى وموعظة للمتقين. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور. All the problems in our hearts will be treated by the Quran.
Definitely.
And then it is a guidance. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala concluded by saying that it is a rahmah for those who submit to the Quran.
Sure.
So the people who want to have the rahmah of the Quran, they have to submit to the Quran, and they will see the benefit and the impact of the Quran on their life. Okay. On the other ayah, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'akum برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا نورا مبينا. O mankind, a burhan, a proof came to you from your Lord. And that's why we say to the whole humanity, between us and you is the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Read the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala and you will see what we are talking about.
MashaAllah.
And you will see whether we are following the wrong religion or the right religion. The key point is read the Quran with an open heart, or at least read the Quran from an objective perspective.
Definitely.
Not biased to just find things in the Quran that you can address as mistakes, then you become blind and you will not see the beauty of the Quran.
Definitely.
In fact, many people who read the Quran in order to find mistakes in the Quran or to refute the Quran, they were compelled to submit to the Quran. Subhanallah. Exactly. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'akum burhanun min rabbikum.
Definitely.
Wa anzalna, we have revealed to you nur, light. And there is no light in the whole earth except the light of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And the light of Allah Jalla wa Ala was revealed to the humanity in this book, the Quran.
Definitely, I agree with you, Dr.
That's why, if I may say again, subhanAllah, because it is very exciting to talk about the Quran. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the other ayah, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. The one who turns a blind eye towards the dhikr of Ar-Rahman, either he doesn't want to remember Allah, or the dhikr that came from Allah, what will happen to him? نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. We will appoint a shaytan to be his companion.
Yes.
All of the time. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala said that they will stop them from submitting to the truth.
True.
So what I want to say, and I would like to send a message to the whole humanity, to all viewers,
of course,
whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Mm-hmm. If you want to be enlightened by the light of your Creator, by the light of the one who created this universe, by the light of the one who knows everything, the one who can give you the light, read the Quran. If you don't believe in it, just read it. What is the harm?
Of course.
Those non-Muslims, I'm asking them a question always. Just read the Quran.
Definitely.
You have read the Bible. You have read other books. Why don't you read the Quran and see whether we are telling you the truth or we are lying, just to check. Even if you do not want to submit to it, just read it and see what is there. And even when you argue or when you have a debate with a Muslim, you can say to the Muslim that, listen, I have read the Quran and this is that, this is this, this is that.
A good point, Doctor. That's all we have time for right now in this part. We'll pick up after the break. We're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome back to the philosophy of fasting. Well, you know, dear viewers, I was so excited at the beginning of this programme when Dr. Hatham was talking about the Quran and Ramadan. I just want to share with you, Doctor, a quick story before we go any further. You mentioned before the break that, you know, reading the Quran in Ramadan is very special. I want to share something with you because, you know, it's important that we believe in the Torah and we believe in the Bible. And being a Christian previously, I read the Bible. And every time I'm reading the Bible, it didn't seem to sink into my heart. I had to find in a different chapter of the Bible, what does this mean? What does this mean? And do you know, subhanAllah, all praise is due to Allah. I picked the Quran up and I read the first page. And does it not say in Arabic, you can tell me better, please read, carry on reading. I read the Quran. And nowhere did I have to turn a page. I didn't have to think, oh, what does this mean? What is Allah trying to say to me? Everything I asked was in this book,
and
amazingly.
This is before you accepted Islam?
Before I accepted Islam. Because it was a very strange story, you know, quickly. I won't go into how I accepted Islam, alhamdulillah. However, it was just something I felt I had to do. I read the Quran because I'm thinking, my life is so empty. And my heart, very quickly, brother, I had everything I wanted in life, everything. I couldn't ask for more.
Subhanallah.
However, Every day my heart and my head was black, very black. Why am I on this earth? Why? God, please help me. And do you know that time before you sleep and your head is on that pillow?
Yes.
And you're going, please, God. And I used to say, please, God, please, God. I believe in you and you only. You can only help me, nobody else. And I didn't know any. I was, you know, stuck through Lorazim. I was very against Islam, coming from the West.
Subhanallah.
This is the submission of Allah.
And you had an idea about Islam.
I did have no idea about Islam.
But generally speaking, you were against Islam.
I was against Islam because of the Western media. I was a normal English person in the West, growing up, nice job, everything I wanted, nothing.
Subhanallah.
I just thought to myself, what's the point in my life? Why am I on this earth? And alhamdulillah,
Jazakum
I'm Muslim.
Wallahi, brother Rafi, this is a message. And see, maybe definitely your words may be more effective in some of the viewers, especially
sure.
Non-Muslims.
Sure.
And we ask them to listen to you. And you are a neutral person. You were not born as a Muslim.
No.
You were against Islam.
Definitely.
And then because of what Islam provides,
yes,
that no other religion can provide, you accepted Islam and you are happy and you feel
definitely
that the what you mentioned, that the black point or the emptiness that you had
of
has
course
been what filled by the light of Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Definitely, Dr. Hatham. Now, I have, everyone says I have nothing. I live in Egypt. People say, oh, why have you left the West? Do you not strive for things like this? Are you not lonely? Well, let me tell the dear viewers, no. Because if you leave everything, subhanAllah, cut, subhanAllah, stack through Larzi.
Jazakallah khair. I remember so many stories of people who accepted Islam like this. I don't want to mention.
So exactly, we're going to a different point.
I don't want to mention certain people, otherwise, you know, we might break certain rules and regulations. But you remember the story of Brother Yusha Evans. He used to be a priest, and he said that he was against Islam as well. And anyway, he had a bad idea about Islam and Muslims.
For sure.
And one time, a person gave him the Quran. He left it at home, and he didn't read it. So one time, he was asleep. So he woke up at night, and he was maybe he wanted to do something different. So he said that he picked the Quran.
For sure.
And he said, let me just flip through this book. Let me see. So the first thing he opened was the first page on Surah Al-Fatiha. And he said, a precise chapter talks about everything.
Yes.
And he said, this is amazing. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then he said, let me just read. So he read, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. You know, the first chapter in the Quran after Surah Al-Fatiha is Surah Al-Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. So this is the book. There is nothing wrong in it. There is no doubt, sorry. There is no doubt in it. لَا رَيْبَ فِي. Then he said, I put the book aside. And I said, who is this author who can write a book? And he's so confident to say, look, this is the book. There is no doubt in it whatsoever.
Definitely.
He said, every author will say, well, I tried my best to make it the best of books, and I tried not to have any mistake in it, and so on. Then he said, this book must be a different book. Let me just read again. So he opened the index and he went to read Surah Maryam, Mary. And he started to read and he said it was very simple, direct, straightforward.
Exactly.
It explains everything about Maryam alayhi salam. Not like our book, I mean the Bible.
Of course.
It has so many discrepancies and contradictions, difficult.
Yes.
To understand what he's trying to say.
Definitely.
And then he said the next day he went to a masjid, etc., etc., and he accepted Islam, subhanAllah, because of this. That's
Definitely.
Why Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Use the Quran as your tool for jihad. And this is the most powerful tool we have as Muslims.
Definitely.
And I would like to address non-Muslims to say that, see, we are not a race, we are not an ethnicity, a certain ethnicity. You are a pure white person.
Yes.
And you felt that the Quran is for you.
Definitely.
I am an Arab person. And many people say that the Quran was revealed in Arabic. By the way, maybe it is a good point that we need to speak about why Quran is in Arabic and what you need to do.
Of course.
But my point is, someone might say that you are an Arab person, the Quran is revealed, is made for you. Of course, we cannot say is made for you, is revealed for you, is given for you. It's not for white people like yourself.
Of course.
But have you felt, I'm asking you now, Brother
Rafi, definitely, go ahead.
Have you felt that the Quran is not for you?
No, it is for me. The Quran is definitely for me.
Subhanallah. It is for the whole humanity.
Exactly.
This is what he said. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, not only for certain ethnicity or certain group.
This is what we're here for, Dr. Hatham, because we want to get the message across. Islam is peace. Islam is for everyone, not just for a single race, ethnicity, or a certain person. It's for everyone. The amazing fact is here, Dr. Hatham, that, you know, we're here as Muslims, and, you know, what can we do as simple people to get that message across to one person who's not a Muslim? Because do we want them to have a bad ending? Do we want them, as you can tell us more, Dr. Hatham, but is it not one of the first things that you learn as a Muslim? What you want for yourself, you want for other people.
Exactly, exactly. This is, subhanAllah, very good point.
Yes.
We as Muslims, in one of the episodes, we will talk about the dua. You just reminded me.
Yes.
And we will talk about the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make for non-Muslims.
Definitely.
In order for them to accept Islam, to be what? To be enlightened by the light of Allah.
Of course.
And as you said, one of the basic things that we learn as Muslims is to love for the whole humanity goodness. But we have to understand what it means.
Exactly.
We like the whole humanity to end in paradise.
Of course.
To end up in paradise. We would like this. This is the true meaning for love of goodness for the humanity.
Of course.
And anything the humanity can achieve, if they do not achieve paradise, they are what? Losing.
Yes.
And you know the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, when he said that on the day of resurrection, Allah Jalla wa Ala brings a person who is about to go to paradise, and he brings another person who is about to go to fire of hell. So the person who is about to go to paradise, he used to live a very difficult life. But he will be ending in paradise. Allah Jalla wa Ala puts him for a few seconds in paradise and take him out. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala asks him, have you ever faced any difficulty in your life just because a few minutes, a few seconds in paradise, he forgot about all difficult things that he went through in his life.
Definitely.
On the other side, the person who was enjoying his life, finding everything, as you said, but he's going to end up in the fire of hell. Allah puts him for a few seconds in the fire of hell and then takes him. And he would say to him, have you ever enjoyed your life? He will say, no, I never enjoyed anything in my life. Just because of what? Because of a few seconds in the fire of hell. And that's why any happiness other than the happiness of Islam that is going to lead us to paradise is void and null.
Inshallah.
Is not really happiness.
Thank you so much for that, Doctor. I do appreciate you supporting us in the studio today. That's all we have time for right now. Well, viewers, I guess we've learned today the oneness of Allah and all about Quran in Ramadan. Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.